Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nate Schatz takes over. The blast, Hamilton beats Rask glove side high. 3-2 Carolina.
Cultural change is hard.
We extended Dougie a very significant contract offer. I don't believe that Dougie would have been comfortable in Boston going forward for long term.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Panderer in Chief, Greg Hill.
You were on a boat, though.
I did go on a boat afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jesus, every day you're on an effing boat.
What's wrong with getting out on the open sea, Curtis?
You are Judge Smales.
Why don't you drop by the yacht club?
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat.
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
A woman is facing a robbery charge after she allegedly robbed a man at a Boston hotel while armed with a taser on Tuesday in what police are calling a dating app disaster.
That's a great voice.
That is very good.
Dating
app. That was very good.
Can I use that for the news?
Wow.
Joined by...
They jealous us. Else.
Wiggy.
You know who else they're like? And I hate to say it, but because she's here, they're like the animal hoddles.
Because she's here. I have a name, you donkey. That's like when people...
She is an animal hardo.
So what?
They're the worst.
Oh, my God. They're,
yeah, come on, hardo.
No different than the vegans so and what? The climate people.
I know.
What a loser I am for caring about abandoned animals.
I encourage you to love your animals.
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Ken, Mr. Law and Order, who encouraged and was fully approving of people getting together en masse and chucking things into storefronts on Newbury Street.
Well said.
I don't know if that was his exact phrasing.
Tacit approval.
Nobody knows what you just said.
Okay.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Cordova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Gird your loins.
Gooses.
I almost fell off the ladder listening to that.
What's up, everybody?
Hello. Good morning.
Wiggy, you all right?
No, Wiggy's mic's off, and I got to fix it.
Might be a good thing.
I smell a conspiracy.
I'm not saying it, but there might be some texters who say that if Wiggy's microphone is not working during the whole show, it might be a good thing.
The show is 20% less racist this hour.
Okay, let's get it out there. They canceled football in the fall. I think it's bad. Let's move on.
That's it.
Don't have to get back to it.
Are you suggesting that Wiggy was going to talk about high school football at some point during this morning show?
I don't usually have the ESP, but I was pretty certain that he was going to lead with something about Charlie Baker and high school football.
It's ESPN, actually.
Maybe we can turn Wiggy's microphone on intermittently during the show and give him 30 seconds only and then shut it off. That might be a good way to handle this.
I like it.
All right. Well, it's Friday. Ken Laird working furiously on trying to fix Mr. Wiggins' microphone, and he's doing it from 6 feet away. So I don't know how that's going to work. But
technology.
Is it too much to ask if you use the studio and you change things just to set it back to the way you found it?
Yes.
Yes, it is too much to ask, clearly.
In the history of radio, it has always been too much to ask.
Yes.
There is never anything that is put back the way you found it. So I believe Wiggy is moving over to a different workstation.
Wow.
And perhaps that will work over there.
How come everybody else's mics work?
Well,
you know why.
Come on now.
You know why.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know why.
Uh-huh. The only black person in the room, his mic don't work.
Yeah, I know. It's the man trying to bring you down again.
It's the man trying to silence me.
You won't be silenced.
Try to still figure out who the man is.
Yeah, just say, I'm
never. That's it. That's the ultimate question we've been asking for, it seems like, 50 years.
Just shout out, I am Jerome Wiggins, and I will not be silenced.
I will not be silenced.
All right, well, you will probably not be silenced as well. So if you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer, you can text at any moment on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day in about 40 minutes at 6:45. And then are we going to play our new game this morning?
Cannot wait.
Words with Wiggy after the ladle incident yesterday.
Oh,
Wiggy,
the ladle.
We have a new game which we're gonna call.
My wife didn't know what a ladle was. She was like, "What's a ladle?"
Oh, your wife had no idea either.
Man. Okay. I don't know what that is. It's the first time I ever heard it.
Maybe it's a South Shore thing or a.
No. Not gonna let you go with a geographical reference.
No way it's called a ladle.
A big
where I'm from.
A large spoon that you use to get soup is not called a ladle where you're from?
Yeah, I don't. That's the soup spoon.
Okay. Well, in this case, we'll find out when we play Words with Wiggy what other words may be an issue for our pal over here. And also, we will be joined at 9 by Andrew Raycroft of Nesson, and we'll discuss last night's disappointing Boston Bruins game. And perhaps the comments of one goaltender thereafter, which seemed to have a lot of Bruins fans upset this morning. So, in fact, I think, Ken, we're going to get to that either with your lead or with trending this morning, I would assume, right?
Yes, we are.
And how many people are screaming Halak this morning? Are there a lot of people that are screaming Halak?
I'm sure they're out there. I haven't checked
out. I don't even know. I missed this. This was after the game?
Yes. So, and also, Curtis wants to take the Belichick press conference at 8:45 live.
Yes, actually, 8:30. I was wrong. 8:30 this morning.
Okay. I don't know if we'll have time for that. But
come on.
We'll see.
So many compelling questions if there are.
I thought he was actually coming on the show when I saw that email.
I know. I thought so, too.
All right. We're going to interview Bill?
I don't think Bill would ever come on the show.
I don't think so, either. He prefers a soft landing spot, which is afternoons here at
Glenn's Lab.
Yeah. All right. Let us begin with this.
This is The Lead.
Stump you?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
That's a can of corn, as they say, around the diamond, Ken. That's golden earring.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah,
that's simple.
Give me something hard next time, will you?
Well, we are indeed headed to the Twilight Zone. Series is even, one apiece, and it was anybody's game in the third period. You can't really blame officiating. You can't blame Tuca, but somehow Tuca put himself into the conversation with these bizarre comments after the game. Here's a snippet of it. It was a multi-question rant about basically how the games felt. He was not asked directly about. he took it a different direction.
Correct.
Here's the answer.
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't really feel like playoff hockey out there. There's no fans, so it's kind of like playing an exhibition game.
And he expanded on that. He was asked about basically, are you getting run by Carolina? And there were guys in the crease. Of course, they had one goal disallowed with goaltender interference. But it feels like an exhibition game. So now he's put himself up for greater criticism. Basically, hinting that he's not fully engaged or the team isn't, that they're having a hard time getting motivated.
Right.
Without the fans, huh?
He's putting it on the fans. I mean,
it's disappointing.
It is. I agree with you. It is.
And it's not, that game was not his fault. I mean, the Dougie Hamilton game winner was a howitzer. It was an unbelievable shot. Right.
No, I mean, I didn't feel like, did you feel like any of those were soft goals last night?
No, but I did feel like from basically the whole second period until
the second period, they were awful.
And most of the third period, they were awful. I'd say about 70% of that third period. They weren't very good.
I'm not going to give you that.
There was one possession that they had where they were all over Carolina, but other than that,
I can't believe you haven't mentioned Chara's plus minus yet, Wiggy.
Oh, Jesus. Chara, the guy that looks like everybody else, it looks like when you see them with the puck, it's like somebody fast forwarded. And then when he gets the puck or he gets anywhere an hour, it's slow motion.
But yeah, I think you're right. I mean, when I listen to Tuukka postgame, I don't hear a passion and an urgency from him.
Wow.
Ken.
And he's an odd guy. He always has been quirky, to say the least.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of comment where I think the coach has to have a sit down now, and I think, quite frankly, probably the team has to have a meeting. I
mean, but if there are other guys who feel like that, there's got to be a few other guys that feel like that in the locker room, right?
Like Marshawn was asked about it and said, "Well, he must have been talking about the round robin game." So people were unclear as to what he was saying.
But if he's
speaking for the team, that is highly concerning.
Yes, I would agree.
Well, we had it great here for 20 years. We had all the 6 titles with the Patriots, 4 with the Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics each got one. Yesterday, that 2 decades of dominance came to a crashing halt. It finally hit me. The Celtics give an extension to Brad Stevens, who hasn't even made an NBA Finals, and they discuss him like he's the second coming of Red Auerbach.
Preach.
You have the Bruins, who ran Tim Thomas out of town because he had the audacity to question Obama, and now they have a bigger nut in the net in Tuukka. You have the Red Sox, who are an abomination when it comes to the sport of baseball. Boston is going back to Loserville, as my old friend Jerry Callahan would say.
Back to the Dark Ages?
Back to the Dark Ages. Oh. Yesterday, it hit me right in the face. Boston is now Detroit.
Have some optimism. Be faithful, courteous. Things will get better.
I don't know.
Or Curtis. Yeah, things will get better. All right, Wiggy, what do you got?
Well, we haven't officially came there, but it looks like in Massachusetts, the governor caved, and there'll be no high school sports. I don't know if you've seen yesterday, they had the EEA, some environmental group that came out with the new guidelines for high risk and moderate sports and how they could be played.
I think it was Triple E.
Yeah, basically. But there's no contact in sports. So any sport that has any little bit of contact has to either modify it or eliminate it. So I don't think there's anything.
Is there a sport that doesn't have contact?
And not only is it contact, but it also
golf, I guess.
It also states in there that you can't be in packs / races. So if you're in like a cross country race, you can't be in like a pack of group of kids running.
Right.
So we've gotten to this point. The governor still hasn't officially said anything. Who the hell knows what he's doing? Like I said, the guy's got no guts, got no balls. We don't know what we're doing here in Massachusetts. But it looks like for all you kids out there, you'll be going back to school, which makes absolutely no sense to me. You're going to have 800 kids in school, at least in the school that my son goes to, because they're going to do 1 week on, 1 week off, so half the kids.
Right.
So if there's like 1,500 kids in the school, you're going to have like 750 or something like that. And it's just, to me, it's criminal that he's taking this away from not only the kids that play football, but for all the kids that are involved in sports and that are seniors and that don't have an opportunity to, you know, finish their senior year. Then stop with the spring stuff, because no one is playing football in the spring. No high school, no college. And if they do, it's going to be like, you know, 4 games scrimmage.
Completely back you on this, Wiggy. It is absolutely ridiculous that there will not be high school football in Massachusetts.
I don't want to do too much damage to my good friend Ken Laird's argument on the COVID numbers, but there's an interesting story out of Michigan. At the end of July, the governor of Michigan had imposed some new coronavirus-related restrictions as far as what you could and could not do within the state. They had seen testing numbers, positive test rates, up around what they claimed were 3.7%. They wanted them around 3% to continue doing things as normal. When they later looked into it, they found that the lab that they were using in Idaho to process the test results was sending back not only information about Michigan residents, but also was erroneously including positive test rate information for people in Idaho who are not anywhere near Michigan, improperly inflating the results. And they say that instead of 3.7 for a positive test rate that particular week, the results actually were closer to the 3% benchmark, and it may have been unnecessary to issue those new closures and restrictions.
And Matt, and everybody's jumping. Everybody wanted to jump heavy on Matt Light because he said he didn't believe the numbers.
Jump heavy. That's
Hayden Bird earmuffs.
Yeah, I mean, so basically what you're saying is perhaps we shouldn't trust the test results.
I think we just
is
need
that what you're
to,
saying?
We need to have someone double checking which test results we're looking at.
Double check the math.
Yes. Double and triple check it.
Okay, all right.
I know, wow.
Thank you. Well, rare sports lead today. Are you ready, Ken?
No.
I hate to pile on when it comes to Ken's Boston Bruins, but why wasn't the Bruins' best goal scorer on the ice last night? Mm. Why? Was there some kind... It's playoff hockey. Mm-hmm. Was there some kind of an amputation that we weren't told about or something?
Mm-hmm. He probably still could have played with that.
Why? Why?
What's the new thing they call it now?
Unfit to play?
Yeah, unfit to participate or whatever the hell
should,
it is.
You should, if you're David Pastrnak, you should never be unfit to play in a playoff hockey game unless you lost your limb. I'm sorry.
Did he try to sneak a thought in?
If you're a guy, I don't think he was sneaking any thoughts in. We'll leave that to NFL guys. if you're David Pastrnak, and you didn't necessarily spend the lockdown staying in tip-top physical shape, then you should be playing in that game last night.
Are you calling him a P-word?
I'm suggesting that this is playoff hockey. You're a Boston Bruin. You get yourself in that game last night.
Do you believe it was a decision by him?
No.
Or the coaching?
I don't know.
Because he looked fine in game one, right? I didn't see him.
He looked fine. I mean, he looked a little... I don't know. Did he look a little slow? He jumped up during the celebration of the Berge goal.
I'm watching that video now. It almost looks like he hurt himself.
So he yanked his groin?
Something. Because he comes back down and he kind of cowers.
I mean, I don't know. If you're keeping somebody like him out over an abundance of caution, and this is the problem with the new NHL COVID-related ruling with regard to how you share injury information, we need to know that because otherwise we're going to sit there and go, hey,
your best player didn't play.
Pasta should be in that game last night. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And you're saying, Danielle, there's like he gets hurt after the game, after the first game?
The overtime.
Celebrating.
Can't you say this is a really bad look for the team that's trying to win a Stanley Cup final, that its two most important players seem to be totally ambivalent about the playoffs?
Possibly you could say that, yes, Curtis.
Because if he did get hurt during the celebration, he ain't going to get hailed in one day.
Right. Curtis, you could say that if Don Sweeney were not listening to the show, and he probably isn't. So, yes, you can say that. You're
That's
fine
my
with
fault.
Saying that. All right. Well, anyway, those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. Coming up after trending, there is a new place for anti-maskers to go to get sex. So if you're a mask lighter, then you could get lucky soon enough. And we'll get to that after Ken tells us what is trending this morning.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. All right, well, game 3 Saturday at noon, a 1-1 series now. Dougie Hamilton, the deciding blast at 8:30 of the third period. I think it's worth playing the full Tuukka comments. Greg, you up for that?
Yes.
52 seconds. This is two separate questions were asked to discuss the atmosphere of the games in Toronto.
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't really feel like playoff hockey out there. There's no fans, so it's kind of like playing an exhibition game. Obviously, you know, there's some scrums after whistles, and I haven't noticed anything that they would be targeting me or whatnot. You know, things happen, people fall on you and whatnot, but, you know, it's definitely not a playoff atmosphere out there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're trying to play as hard as you can. And obviously, you know, you're playing a best-of-seven series, so there's going to be some battles going on and whatnot. But, you know, when you play in your home rink, you play in a away rink, and there's fans cheering for you or against you, and that creates another, you know, buzz around the series. So there's none of that. So it just feels like dull at times. You know, there's moments that, you know, okay,
there's little scrums and whatnot, but then there might be 5 minutes and it's just coast-to-coast hockey and there's no atmosphere, so it just feels like an exhibition game. So, but, you know, we're trying our best to kind of ramp up and get energized and make it feel like a playoff game.
You know how he sounds, Wiggy?
Mm-hmm.
Little laissez-faire.
Laissez-faire.
Low energy.
A little low energy laissez-faire.
Yeah, but listening to him, that doesn't necessarily bother me. If the question was asked, what's the atmosphere feel like? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're okay with it?
Yeah, if the question was asked, like, hey, what's the atmosphere like? And he's like, well, you know, don't necessarily feel like playoff hockey because he's just describing the atmosphere. Because I don't think, I mean, from the way he played and he says, you know, what I'm giving it my all out there. I'd have to hear the question if that was the question.
I mean, I'm sure for fans, it doesn't feel the same for them either watching. It's close. I feel like it's pretty good. I think these have been two pretty good games. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had fun watching it. But it is missing something. So I guess he's sort of telling the truth.
Right. And
it's just it just comes off as a bad look.
Well, you got
when
Ken,
you see the quotes and you're like, whoa.
Right, but I think you gotta hear the question. If the question is, what's the atmosphere like out there? Then he's explaining because for us, it might not feel any different because we're watching it on TV. And how much are you really focused on the fans when you're watching a regular playoff hockey game?
Yeah. Come on, Wiggs.
For them, no, there's no come on. For them, being there is different. So if I was playing in a football game with no fans and somebody said, what's the atmosphere like? And regardless if it was a playoff game, I would say, well, it doesn't necessarily feel like a playoff game.
Yeah, I think what you're missing when it comes to playoff hockey is that first minute of a period at home when the home team clearly is fired up because of the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, depending obviously on the rink, on the barn, as LB would say. But, you know, I think, you know, there are times at the Garden when that third period starts and that place is going absolutely crazy.
Right.
And those guys feed off that, I think, for the first minute of that period. Like, you know, it's tough for the visiting team to survive that at times. So I think that's what you're missing.
But you have both teams have no fans.
Correct.
And it comes across as trying to downplay the loss.
Yeah.
That, oh, well, I didn't even feel like a playoff game, so I don't really care, you know.
What, like he's blaming it on the fans?
Right. Of all the players in the Bruins, wouldn't you have had Rask as the one that would be least affected by no fans? He seems like he's...
Yes.
Well, he set himself up for some criticism, and I'm sure people will bring up his salary and all the rest of it, you know. Suck it up and play. But that is the 1-1 series now. Celtics' first-round schedule is out. They'll open Monday with the 76ers, 6:30. So you'll have the Bruins game 4 up against the Celtics in some overlap on Monday night. Game 2 Wednesday, 6:30.
You'll also have Bruins on Wednesday night, right? So you'll you'll have back-to-back playoff games here in the City of Champions, or the City of Losers, as Curtis called it earlier today.
Tampa Bay Rays 17, your Boston Red Sox 8, a 4-game sweep.
Red Sox need some kind of a COVID mercy rule
going
forward. Is that possible? Can we add that in?
They need all of Major League Baseball to have a spread where they can get all forfeit games.
It got so bad in the ninth, Jose Peraza pitched, took a liner off his knee.
Took it off his knee.
Had to put the catcher in to pitch. Pulowiecki finished it off. Garrett Cole and the Yankees tonight, so it gets better. 7:05 first pitch on the Shaw's in Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And, oh, by the way, Mookie Betts homered 3 times in L.A. as they beat San Diego for the 6th time in his career, which sets a baseball record. Pats placed Lamar Miller on the PUP list, and the NCAA, Wiggy, will not be conducting any fall championships. And that's after the Big East was the latest conference to bail. So half the conferences are gone at this point.
Yeah, that's why they can't do it. It's not enough. But they still are going to, it seems like if the other conferences go, it seems like they're still going to do the national champion. They're still going to try to figure that one out.
Well, they'll have to come up with their own champion, I guess. Yeah. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey guys, Tuukka, obviously playoff hockey is playoff hockey. I'm wondering if Carolina is doing anything to cross the line when they, you know, when they enter your crease.
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't really feel like playoff hockey out there. There's no fans, so it's kind of like playing an exhibition game. Obviously, you know, there's some scrums after whistles, and I haven't noticed anything that they would be targeting me or whatnot. You know, things happen, people fall on you and whatnot, but, you know, it's definitely not a playoff atmosphere. So it just feels like dull at times. You know, there's moments that, you know, okay, there's little scrums and whatnot, but then there might be 5 minutes and it's just coast-to-coast hockey and there's no atmosphere, so it just feels like an exhibition game. So, but you know, we're trying our best to kind of ramp up and get energized and make it feel like a playoff game. You let her walk away. Now it just don't feel the same. Gotta blame it on something.
Gotta blame it on something. Blame it on the rain that was falling, falling.
Well, Tuukka didn't blame it on the rain. But he sort of blamed it on the fans, or the lack thereof. Mm. And several texters, Ken, with regard to your lead, say that Tuukka Rask is just being honest, and he's talking about how can he get amped up when there's no fans in the rink, when there's you're playing in front of no fans, and it's playoff hockey. So maybe it's not a big deal.
I agree. I think that's true. He is just telling it as it is, but in some cases, aren't you better to keep your mouth shut? That's just not a great look.
But if the question is the atmosphere, then you just answer it.
But you heard the question. It was not the atmosphere. The question was basically about him getting run in the crease.
No, okay.
Maybe play the question again real quick. Just
no, we heard it.
Apparently, the only thing Wiggy did.
Well, Wiggy wasn't listening.
Yeah, I was looking at Pasta. Mm-hmm. Danielle's the only one in Boston sports media that was able to tell me what happened to Pasta. I watched the pregame and postgame. It was like they completely blew by the Pasta
sign. They showed
sign.
It during the game.
No. They showed him, but there was no... That should be the biggest story of the game, is that Pasta's not playing. Why?
I agree.
Why?
That's why it was my lead this morning.
Right, and just like, you know, he's not playing. All right, move on. And even, like I said, I watched a little bit of the postgame and I watched a little bit of the pregame, and they said he was playing, but there was no real discussion on why. What was going on?
They said he wasn't playing.
Excuse me, he wasn't playing, but there was no, well, why isn't he playing? Was there something that we missed in the game, this, that, and the other? And Danielle points it out, and I'm like, the guy gets hurt, and she goes, he gets hurt after the celebration.
Show it in the first period at some point, the video of him celebrating.
Yeah, but there was no mention of him getting hurt, because they were like, we don't know what's going on with Pasta.
Was there mention of how Dale's suit coat was fitting? Was there mention of that?
I don't know if there was clips.
All right. No, but Ray Kroft was texting me the entire game saying, Dale is so annoying.
Andrew Ray Kroft will join us at 9 this morning.
Yes. Only booked because he was bitching about Dale to you.
He really wasn't. I was just teasing Dale yesterday during the crossover. He really didn't
like that.
He really didn't say anything.
What?
Coming up, by the way, at 7, never mind the stimulus check, will our president's hair issues make your morning shower much more pleasurable going forward?
Oh,
so
okay.
we will get to that at 7 this morning. Do you want to have Scott from Weymouth on? He called at the start of the show. This would be...
Is he sobered up yet?
It would be 3 days in a row. I don't know if... Do we have a rule against
Friday?
That?
Keep your finger on the dump button.
Does he owe you money?
I think he does owe me... Yeah, he owes me $160 bucks. I think I'd prefer to get David right at the start here. Hello, David.
Good morning, everyone. So guys, here's my thing. The players can just not win in Boston or any town, but especially in Boston with the media. You get criticized when you get into Boston and you're asked a question and you say you're not going to speak. They get criticized. You get criticized when you're being honest and giving you an answer why, what it feels like not to play with fans, which he's being truthful, and it is not the same when you don't have fans. So you can't win as a player. You're criticized either way.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not right.
It don't bother me that Tuca said that.
Just not right. What is he sounded like an absolute loser after the game, making excuses, saying it doesn't feel like a playoff game.
That doesn't sound like an excuse.
Yes, it does.
I think he's just saying what the atmosphere is like there, right? So as a player, and I would be the same way, to play, not be playing in front of fans would be a completely different atmosphere.
Okay,
for
but.
You.
Could you, as a professional athlete, still get up for that game?
Yes.
Because I think that's the issue that Curtis and Ken have, and maybe others, is...
But
if he's saying it feels like an exhibition game, does that mean that he and others are then playing it like an exhibition
game?
Well,
then you look like at their performance, right? Did Tuca look like he was playing it like it was an exhibition game?
No, but he didn't play brilliantly. I mean, the fact is that Pastrnak is out of the game. For some random reason, Pastrnak obviously didn't take the quarantine seriously. I'm serious. He wasn't prioritizing the team this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose the game, and Rask gets out there and he says, it was kind of dull.
And like, he said, we're trying our best. He was addressing the whole team, basically. And the question was about, is Carolina doing anything out of the ordinary? Mm-hmm. Did they cross the line?
And he
pivots to this answer about atmosphere.
They are running him theoretically. They're getting in there.
Whose fault is that? That's your defenseman's fault.
Yes,
keep him out of the crease, right?
Yes,
I'd have more issue with Pasta. Like, how do you get hurt on a celebration, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Curtis is right. Did you not do the things that you needed to do to physically get yourself ready, right? Because if you're already out after the first game. On a play where you basically jumped up in the air?
It's like the Bill Gramatica celebration, the kicker.
Yeah, I mean, I know. What were you doing?
It's like me trying to get over that puppy gate.
Yes. We saw what happened with that.
And I want to credit David because he gave us a new word on the day we're going to debut Words with Wiggy.
Yeah.
He said the Bruins were getting Curticized.
Curticized. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to say it again. If you're David Pastrnak and you know that there's a bunch of people rumbling about what you did during the lockout, where you went, how you theoretically scared everybody that you had caught the COVID, you got to go and play in that game last night. You have to.
What if the doctor said it's not a good idea? You can make it worse.
Well, if the training staff said, listen, rather lose you for one game than theoretically lose you for the whole series, then, I mean, he's...
But what's the likelihood of that, right? If the doctor's saying you can't play, and then they know you got a game basically, you know, in less than 48 hours, what's the likelihood you're going to be able to play and you're going to be healthy?
Well, wait, didn't you ever miss a week of football? Didn't the doctor say, hey, take a week and you'll be better?
No, you played through it.
You played through everything?
Yeah.
Never missed one game?
I missed two games because I broke my hand.
Well, why didn't you play?
Well,
you puss.
No, they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me play. I wanted to play,
but maybe they didn't let Pasta play.
Well, if they didn't let him play, then I put that on the medical staff. If he's good enough to go, let him go.
I mean, I don't know that we can say definitively that it was the celebration, but
yeah, I think you can.
Bergie scores.
Yep.
He jumps up.
Yep.
And then he kind of
grimaces when he comes down.
He grimaces when he comes down, and then he's kind of leaning over a little bit.
He does it twice. He comes down, leans over, skates over to all the other players, and then he kind of crouches forward again and then embraces
whatever
the other guys.
He did on the jump.
Yeah.
When he landed.
It came down funny.
And whatever injury, whether it's a knee, a groin, or whatever, you could tell that was the reason why. And I think Curtis, maybe that's his question. Now, granted, could it be a freak accident? It probably could. But if we don't know what it is, then you ask, say, well, dude, what were you doing to get yourself ready to go?
Well, he clearly wasn't, and the team was obviously not happy with the way Pastrnak was taking care of himself in the days leading up to arriving at the bubble.
He wasn't pliable.
That could be it.
Maybe he had a sunburn.
And these are all bad signs, Greg. I mean, come on.
They're not bad signs. The series is tied at one.
You asked Pierre yesterday if the series was over, like a hum.
No, I didn't. That was me. Sorry.
978 text. When you ask Greg what happened to Pasta, the only acceptable answer is I ate it.
Yes.
Well, yes. I mean,
it got sauced and tossed.
I mean, it's a Friday. Can I catch a break? Can you people Can you people be nice for one day?
No.
One day. This is David in the truck. Hello, David.
Happy Friday, Gregory. How are you, sir?
And to you, too. How you doing?
Danielle, how you doing, girl?
Good morning, my friend.
Hey, listen, I think Danielle nailed it, Greg. It happened at the end of the overtime, and they went into the locker room. He didn't say anything about it, and then when he woke up in the morning, that's probably where he was feeling. Maybe it's the groin, something, because it kind of looked like he winced down there. And they should have came out with it right away and said something to avoid all the controversy. But yeah, you are right, though, with all the stuff that's hanging over his head and during when they weren't playing. Mm-hmm. He needed to play. But if he's injured, they're not going to let him.
No.
Ken's correct. The doctor won't let him.
No, I think you're right about that.
And there's no way he didn't tell nobody.
Well, he missed Monday practice, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if it could have been unrelated. Could be unrelated.
I bet it was, because he was moving around just fine in the game, especially right before he set up Bergeron for the game winner. Mm-hmm. He looked fine. Yeah. And Danielle's she's the only one that pointed it out. Did you know that?
Right, can you get out of Danielle's panties, please? Jesus.
Can you let me take credit for noticing something once on the show? We get it.
Listen, did you know it? Did you know when Pasta when Pasta didn't play?
Yes, I discussed it with the fellow hockey fans that I was watching the game with last night at Lincoln in South Boston.
Oh,
so you guys knew that he got hurt after the celebration?
Yes, I knew it.
What an a-hole. Doesn't even give me a call.
I broke it down and I analyzed it, and I mentioned it during my lead, I believe. So, but yes, kudos to Danielle. She dove deep. Look how hard it is for her.
Just let me have one shining moment.
You got your scoop. You don't want you to get your scoop.
But yes, maybe that is a scoop. Maybe it is. All right. We're a tad bit behind, so.
Did you share any appetizers?
He never does.
Maybe. They have a great kale pizza over there that I really
like. Stop. That's so disingenuous.
They do. They have a kale pizza.
I'd like to see the receipt.
It's delicious.
If you're going to hang on one person, you could have hung with Kasha more than Pasta.
Right?
If you got to lose one, I'd rather lose Kasha than Pasta.
It's not on me. Again, I mean, the two of them are roommates, so they go together everywhere. So no, it was the two of them, if you'd like me to be honest.
It was a three-piece. It was a three of y'all hanging out. Three-piece, no biscuit.
No, it was really, it's not my fault. A lot of biscuits. This is not a jinx. This is not a Hillman jinx scenario. The guy got hurt celebrating. It has nothing to do with the North End or any other place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing to do with
You're telling yourself that.
Nothing to see here. All right. So being behind means that we will have to wait a moment or two to get to the new place that anti-maskers can go to get sex.
Very exciting.
So if you're an anti-masker,
make sure you're
listening. In a few moments, we'll get to that. And we will get to the dumbest of the day also coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Next.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
We on a war tour with Muhammad, my man. Going each and every place with the mic in their hand. New York, Endless, MCBA.
Well, it's happening again. Scott from Weymouth is on hold and has been since the start of the show, and he's also texting in, and he only... He only requires 23 seconds, he says.
That's like when you say you're 2 minutes away. You have to multiply it by four. So that's at least a minute and a half for Scott.
He's on CP time.
You're saying it's like when a guy says, I'll be home in 5 minutes, and he's home in 2 hours.
Beep the horn if you're in the car. What? Beep the horn.
I'll be there in 20 minutes, man. Mm-hmm. All right. It's 45 minutes later. Where you at? I'm only 5 minutes away. You sure? I'm ready to go, man.
I gotta get gas.
The last 2 days also, he's tweeting at me songs without the link. So he just says, Smashing Pumpkins, great tune, no link. What tune?
No, he doesn't. You don't know which song it is.
No idea.
He likes to pick rejoins. I mean, I will. And is it an all-request rejoin Friday?
Of course, yeah.
All right. This is your pal, Scott from Weymouth. Hello, Scott. You have 23 seconds. That's it.
Wow, what an intro. It's up to 28 seconds because I want to comment on your ad above Viagra. Yeah. Ken, by the way, Sherrod Brock is the name by the pumpkin.
You sent me that 3 days ago. Did you send that every
You just said I didn't quote the title.
But this so, okay.
20 seconds left, Scott.
Here
Pick
we go.
Your battles, bro.
By the way, your ad, watch how much I can get done in 20 seconds, Danielle. You're going to
be
impressed.
You got 14 left.
Oh, jeez. By the way, everyone's, having bad sex. I'll take any sex. I haven't had sex in 5 months.
Time's up. Time's up.
Stop. Greg,
we'll see my boys deal with Northeast Men's Health. They'll help you out.
I don't think that's his problem.
I actually have content, Greg. I really do. I promise you, buddy. Okay. All right. Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots, Sherrod Brock by Pumpkins. Now here we go. It's simple. Boston Bruins. Don Sweeney, are you listening?
No.
He listens to the show, Greg, correct?
Yes, he does.
I know what, no joke, I'm a hockey guy. They need to mix up the lines. You know what line I passed this out? You know what line I want to see?
Mm-hmm.
Krejci, Marchand, and Coyle.
I like that
you
line.
You think I'm kidding?
Mm-hmm. I like
you
that line.
You need to switch the lines up. You got to mix and match. You got to mix.
Okay.
Now listen.
Yeah.
Greg, I could talk for an hour.
We don't have time. We don't.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
Thank
One
you.
More.
Scott, thank you. My Lord, it's a Friday. Enough of this. Mm-hmm. You got your 47 seconds. You get 20 extra seconds.
I love how he says,
no
just
charge.
Give him 23 seconds, and then he talks about how he needs five more seconds.
I mean, please have that drop ready anytime we are discussing hockey. They need to mix the lines up. That's it right there.
I didn't mind that line, though. I wouldn't mind seeing that line.
That's
crazy.
Stupid.
I don't know. I don't think, the question is, how long are you going to be without pasta?
It seems like for a minute.
You think so? If it's
Cassidy,
an abdominal.
Cassidy said questionable for Saturday. He's got a chance.
Yeah. So there's a chance. As a
but even if he comes
back. If he skates today, then good news.
But you think he skates today if he didn't skate last night?
If he's going to play Saturday, most likely. But I don't know.
I don't think he skates.
Back. It's playoff hockey.
Well, then why didn't he play last night?
Gregory Campbell played with a broken leg.
Right. I look at it like this. If the injury is that bad where it keeps you out from that game, and then you got a game within, 24, 48 hours, how do we expect this guy to get on the ice today when he couldn't play last night? I mean, it's not like the injury is going to miraculously heal in that amount of time. So even if he does get on the ice, he's still going to probably be less than 50%, and if he plays, it'll be less than 50%.
More to the point, Greg, if you're right and his conditioning was subpar, did that lead to the injury? Was he not ready to go?
I didn't say that. I said
a couple weeks ago you said he was overweight.
Well, I mean, I said some were saying that. I personally didn't observe that.
I wouldn't buy that one.
The guy looked fantastic.
You are officially a sports talk radio host because you said some people were saying.
Yes.
Gives you all the cover you need.
Yeah, he looked fat. He looked fat.
Yeah, but I think it was a freak accident, though, because did he look slow moving around at all in game one?
Yeah, he fell into Aria and decided to get hammered.
Dry snitch.
Dry snitch.
Dry snitch alert. My Lord, what's wrong with you?
I thought Aria was a place in Boston.
Dry snitch.
Jesus, you know.
We don't talk about Club Aria.
Don't you know the first rule, Curtis?
My God, Curtis. I can't tell you anything.
Nope.
Don't you know that now?
Do you think Al Capone was running around in the Roaring Twenties, revealing the location of every speakeasy in Chicago?
Are we back in the Roaring Twenties?
What is wrong? Yes,
we actually are.
Pasta's actually in Al Capone's vault, and Geraldo's going to find him.
The wannabe snitch patrols.
Yeah, right.
I don't feel good about this pasta situation. I don't.
That's what Greg said when he was at Davio's at the airport, and he sent back the Alfredo.
Wow. Somebody, and Nick must have left his book here last night.
Danielle is on fire.
All right, now listen. Here goes the. I'm finally at my wit's end. I love that expression. Okay. When it comes to the Scott, should we or shouldn't we discussion? Can we do a poll?
Sure.
So let's do a Twitter poll on whether Scott should ever be allowed on the show again or not. Because half of the texters say they can't stand him. He calls every station. He sits at home. He calls every show, every station. And then others say Scott needs 30 seconds a day, makes me feel good about myself.
Sports.
617 texter says, I don't know what it says about your other callers, but I find it I find that weirdo Scott more entertaining than anybody except Derek. So I don't know.
Wiggy.
What does he do for a living?
Nothing.
He breathes. He exists. He mooches.
He does like day work with one of his buddies every once in a while, right? His buddy has a construction company. He goes there and everyone.
So he goes and sits outside the Home Depot and waits for you to pick him up for a tile job.
Well, at least you know you haven't hit rock bottom, right? If some people feel like, hey, I'm doing better than Scott.
Yep. That's your
barometer. All right, Wiggy. You there?
I like him.
Well, yeah, I mean, who would have thought that mixing the lines up might be a way to get things going?
You never know, right?
You know?
I mean, I'm always
here. I'm here.
I'll say this. Scott is much more tolerable, amazingly, in person.
Okay.
He's a very nice guy. I think he just comes across the wrong way on the radio sometimes.
His best call ever was when he was passed out sleeping.
Yes, when he fell asleep while he was on hold, he fell asleep.
Scott.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott. Scott.
Yes. Oh, I'm here.
What does it say about your show if the callers are falling asleep? That's what I want to know.
He could have been on a non-bender real quick.
That's when two people are involved in some heavy penning and then the other person drifts off and you're like, you give it a little squeeze. You're like, are you awake? I'm here. Well,
what does it say about your heavy petting skills if people are falling asleep, Danielle?
Well, as you know, I like to date men that are older than me.
What are petting skills?
Petting.
Please, is this words with Wiggy? He doesn't know what a ladle is, and he doesn't know what
petting
is.
Heavy petting skills.
It has nothing to do with animals. I'll petting put it that skills. Way.
It's okay. When I write erotic fiction and read it to you in a news lady voice.
No, what she was.
And then he took it out and placed it on the table.
When you said heavy petting skills, yeah. Like, okay.
I said, good morning, Jamal, and he dropped his pants.
Jeez, what is going on here?
I couldn't help but feel the excitement rise up inside me.
Now, speaking of that scenario.
Which
that's
one?
Not exciting.
There is. No, I want to talk about.
Don't let it fool you, Daniel. That's not excitement.
We got to get to the dumbest of the day, but I want to discuss the fact that there is a new anti-mask wearer dating site.
Yes.
Which some are criticizing.
Yes.
They're calling it OK Stupid.
They are calling it OK Stupid. Yeah. It's called Love in a COVID Climate. It just launched on Sunday. It's based in Britain, but they're looking to expand globally, I think, if they have success with this model. And the company that came up with it said, we've introduced a dating forum so singles who feel the same way about the virus can meet and not have to worry about differing attitudes to social distancing, which I guess makes perfect
sense.
Probably
a great idea, because if you're meeting somebody on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, mm-hmm. and you disagree when it comes to mask wearing and social distancing, right. then it's probably going to lead to issues when it comes to the
Dale
relationship.
Dale and Ken, if they were single, they would be stars on this website.
Oh, God.
No. It's only for anti-maskers.
Oh, anti-maskers. Yeah, so only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fauci's starting one for mask wearers. He's starting his own hookup site.
Did you see the Fauci pitch bobblehead?
No, there's one.
Oh,
there,
it's out.
There. Oh, it
it's
is?
Out.
Yeah.
He's got to get his bread, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think right. Fauci going to let that opportunity slide by? Come on now.
So this is a site where anti-mask wearers like Matt Light can go and meet a fellow anti-mask wearer and hook up.
The science is real clear on masks. Right, it has no real effect. It makes you feel comfy and warm inside, maybe, but it doesn't do anything, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Oh boy!
Well, he's right about the polo fleece mask, and he's right about the mask with the little valve in it. Anything with valves in it, they said the CDC says don't work.
Speaking of that, did you see that the scientists at the University of Southern California have developed a nasal spray? Mm. Which they say is more effective than PPE. So,
really?
So if it were to be put into use, then you would just
Spray it up your nose?
Spray it a couple times up your nose before you went anywhere. You wouldn't have to worry about a mask. Mm.
Yeah, like Lori Loughlin's daughter actually put it together.
No. Kind of actually UC San Francisco.
Okay. Kind of like a dental dam for your nose.
It would be a nasal dam.
Right.
Yeah. You have to worry about that.
Wiggy knows dental dam, but he doesn't know heavy petting.
Or a ladle.
Or a ladle.
He doesn't know what a, he doesn't know what a soup ladle is.
I think I saw a video with all three of those in it once.
What time are we playing Words with Wiggy?
7:20?
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Right. Gooses?
7:20, new game, Words with Wiggy on the show. At some point, we're also going to have to discuss what Olivia Munn's comments about sex mean, if anything, for one NFL quarterback.
Yeah, this doesn't bode well for some pre-existing rumors,
Maybe. But we will discuss that at some point. We gotta take a quick break. We'll come back with Dumbest of the Day. And then I want to discuss how the president's issues with his hair may help you when it comes to enjoying a more pleasurable morning shower. So we'll get to all of that coming up next on today's Greg Hill Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.